Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. Everybody in Hollywood was thrilled to see Mark David Christensen and his Academy Award that he won on Oscar night. There's a catch, though. He didn't really win an Academy Award. He just made everybody in Hollywood believe he did. He joins us now on the telephone to talk about what happened and his video, which is now reaching almost 2 million views over on YouTube. Mark, that's impressive. Almost 2 million views already.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy and unexpected still.
Congratulations, but not really. I mean, I don't know what to say to you.
Well, thank you, Wendy.
Take us through it, Mark. What happened? How did you come up with the idea to fool everybody into thinking you won an Academy Award?
The idea came from the production company behind the video, which is New Media Rock Stars. They've been wanting to work with me. And then NMU, they definitely reached out to me. NMR, sorry. I don't know why I said you. But yeah, they reached out to me. They pitched the idea to me. I said, yes. I said, let's go for it. We slapped a tuxedo on me, got a fake award, a little statue. And
where'd you get the fake award, Mark?
You can find them everywhere on Hollywood Boulevard, but we found the one we got was ordered offline because I think it looked a little nicer.
Can I say something that'll sound rude, Mark? I think you deserve the Academy Award way more than Birdman did.
Oh, boy. I mean,
I'm sorry,
I don't know
it's
if
true.
It's rude to me or Birdman.
All right. Just thought I'd get that out there.
Again, we had talked about this off the air. Birdman, great movie, just not Academy Award nominating movie.
Right. It wasn't the best movie of the year.
No.
So was everybody, because I watched the video, and like we said, nearly 2 million views at this point on YouTube for the fake Oscar prank that Mark pulled off. Did you fool everybody, or did anybody call you out on the fact that they didn't recognize you?
Nobody called me out. The closest thing was I'm calling the white mustached man. When I was at the Roosevelt Hotel with a swarm of selfies, he took like a really good look at it, and he was like with security with the Oscar, or at least because he had like an official Oscar badge. And then he met eyes with me while I was getting selfies, and I knew he was onto it being a fake Oscar, but I just winked at him and said, "You know what I'm doing," and he laughed.
Mm-hmm.
And never stopped us.
Oh, how about that? How about that? You got a lot of free stuff, didn't you, Mark? A lot of people were more than happy to just hand over free items to an Oscar winner.
To an ass.
To an ass, yeah. Or an Oscar winner. Same thing.
Same thing, yes.
Well, the exciting part to me. I love free stuff.
Yeah.
And tell us some of the best stuff you got.
I walked away with condoms and Gatorade.
Yeah,
that was the first.
And people who have not been to Los Angeles know that you get, if you get one, you get the other, right? They give you, if you get condoms, you get Gatorade, right? That's just how it's packaged.
They know what you're using condoms for, and they need you to keep you hydrated with that Gatorade.
Right, you get parched.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so that was at a store. You walked into a store and said, "I have an Academy Award, but I don't have my wallet. Here are my things," and they just gave them to you.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's highly surprising, but pulled it off.
You also got, if I remember correctly, you drove away in somebody's car. Somebody gave you their car, kind of.
Yes. That was the most risky bit that we attempted at the end of the night. I went up to a valet, claimed that I'd lost my ticket, and I came to get my car. And then I ended up getting keys to a BMW and getting in and driving it a block before bringing it back and confessing to, of course, the valet that we were pranking him.
Now, you know that that's Grand Theft Auto, don't you? You know that.
I think I was very clear, even in the video, where I am pretty terrified what I'm going to do when I get a stranger's car.
So are you going to do this again with different awards like Golden Globes, the SAG Awards? Because, if you go with editor, no one's going to really know the difference. And don't take offense to this, but you're kind of like an every guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know that they'll remember that they've seen you with a fake statue.
Well, thank you. I've never been called an every guy before.
Well, you look like a regular guy who could be an editor.
You don't look like J.K. Simmons.
Right.
Like, if you had said, "I won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor," people would go, "I don't think so."
Right.
But if you say you're the editor on some movie, they'll go, "Yeah, that's probably right."
So are you going to do this again?
There's no plans yet. It could. I mean, I'll never say never, but I have no plans to do it again. Especially with the Academy Award. I don't think that one, though, is incapable of doing it again.
Mark, at some point you attended one of the big time parties. You went to like a VIP party and they let you in. You had an Academy Award, so they certainly let you in, right?
Yeah. I mean, we got into a couple of things where it was just, and I would flat out claim I just don't have my ID on me. They let me in because they said that award is an ID.
That is so ridiculous.
Right.
And do real celebrities walk around with Oscar in hand up and down the streets?
I'm pretty sure no Oscar, or we would have Oscar winner does do that, because we would have probably ran into them, and that never happened throughout the night. I know they take them to their like the governor's ball and things like that.
Sure,
definitely. I don't think they're walking among the people on Hollywood Boulevard.
And then here's what you did that I thought was ingenious. You made up a little fake segment. You kind of green screened something that made it look as though, like, if anybody called you out, you showed them on your cell phone. Here, look, here's the ceremony. Here's me accepting the award and then talking about it later.
Yeah, New Media Rockstars shot that at their headquarters in downtown Los Angeles before we went out, and just in case somebody did question us, we'd have it ready to go.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I know this is a silly question, but I mean this sincerely. Are you proud of yourself?
Boy, you sound like a parent.
I sound like a dad, don't I? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty proud. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You should be.
Yeah.
You bamboozled a lot of people, and that's pretty fun to do. And no harm. You know what I mean? It was all in good, clean fun.
I agree. I mean, the best part about it was how positive everybody in it. Of the excitement they were just to be around an Oscar winner. That was the biggest thing.
Before we let you go, we would love it if you could do your acceptance speech.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
I'd like to thank my mom, my dad, all my drama teachers, a guy named Brian Otley. He was an old boss of mine.
Yeah.
And I'm out.
That's it. Drop mic. Just pick up the mic and drop it. That's beautiful. Mark, we're thrilled for you. This is great. And it, like we said, almost 2 million hits already on YouTube, which I don't think even you saw coming, did you? Did you think it would take off the way it's taken off?
No. I mean, we thought maybe we'd get up there high, but over a week, but within it just exploded, and I was completely shocked.
Viral, baby.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Good for you.
This was your award.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
We'll put a link on our Facebook page at Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on Facebook. So if you haven't seen Mark David Christensen's work as he fools Hollywood, go take a look. I think you're going to be impressed. More good things ahead to you, Mark. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Wendy. Have a great day.
You
take
as
care.
Well. Congrats.
Bye.
That
good
is
for him.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know why you like it so much is you like pranks.
Yes.
I don't. I don't like when people are pranked, but this didn't hurt anyone.
Right.
You know, there was no gotcha. It was just kind of a feel good.
It's a feel good. And the best thing is it shows how we all sometimes think we see things that we don't. There's a moment in this where a woman is telling him that she had seen his speech and how great his speech was. And he didn't make a speech. He didn't really win an award. But that lady really thought... She had just watched the Academy Awards, and now this guy's in front of her. You were fantastic.
His speech wasn't that great. I don't think he was ready to give it.
No. You got to have a speech prepared, folks. All right. A lot more coming your way next. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.